Listen to this one. A Roanoke woman has filed a lawsuit against Roanoke Memorial Hospital. Listen to this bizarre story. She claims that she and her family suffered mental anguish after hospital workers accidentally dropped her husband's corpse down a flight of stairs. The lawsuit filed yesterday in circuit court alleges that the body was disfigured so badly from the fall that plans for an open casket funeral had to be changed. This man died of cancer 2 years ago. Hospital workers apparently dropped his body when moving it for an autopsy. An autopsy. Hate the way. I mean, imagine that. Who the hell would it be that would drop a body down a flight of stairs? You're like, hang on to his head. What? Oh, he's slippery, ain't he? There he goes. Imagine if you wanted to take a shortcut, maybe you're working on your cardiovascular, and you say, I'll take the staircase. All of a sudden, hey, grab that body. Oh, God, how hideous. But it didn't hurt the guy. And I'm sure they just scooped him up and slammed him back on the gurney. Slippery little booger, isn't he? And wheeled him off to his rendezvous with the hacksaw. People are so consumed with what happens to a body after death. It's kind of like a house with nobody home, don't you think? Countless lawsuits viewing the body. I never liked that. I mean, the person you loved is gone up in heaven, right? Sitting there with whatever religion you believe, worrying what's happened to the actual stiff. That's why I'm not... Everybody says, what do you want? Grease, burial at sea? You want this? You want to be in a tomb? I don't care. The only thing I don't want is have my body donated to science. I know that's a bad thing, but... Because maybe people can learn. But the thing is, when you're a celebrity, you don't want your body donated to science. Because I'm just afraid that after I'm gone and they wheel me into a lab, all those medical students would be like, wow, the grease man's in here. Look at that. They wouldn't have respect, you know? They'd be running around the room with my seersucker slacks over their head. Yanking out. They'd be like, get them braces down. Get them down. You know, they'd be doing bits around my cadaver. And the head medical guy would be like, okay, who wants to dissect the grease?
Me!
All these medical students wielding scalpels at each other for an opportunity. I know the first thing they'd go for is the damn doodads. I mean, some guy would be like, let's take a look at these. But, oh, my God, they are avocado size. All right, then. Look at the size of this. Oh, hell, this will take us all day long. Get their puppies over there. Get them off. Meanwhile, so you got one medical student working on my damn doodads, and another one probably checking the old Bombays. Let's see if there's any truth to this village people rumor. Check the Bombays for suspicious dilation. My God, look how cavernous. Meanwhile, enter the head pathologist.
Wait a minute. You lame brains can't do anything right, can you? Get up out of here. Come on. Get over there. You come over here. Now, get to work. Just a second. Let me have that wrench. Let me have it. You little imbeciles.
So, calling Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard. My body will be ripped limb from limb, literally. Friends. Of course, now one of them dissected the hydraulics, and that was already promised to the Smithsonian Museum. So that obviously will cause a bit of a brouhaha when that thing is laying in two halves.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot, you stupid fathead, you...
I don't think I want all that chaos over my body. And then one of the students probably one of the more macabre students. I'll say, all right, we've seen, we've learned, we've dissected. I say it's time we begin the cremation process.
That's when the head pathologist will walk into the room and say, you idiots, what are you doing? Don't you realize his last meal was at Benny's Burrito Barn? You might hit a methane pocket.
Oh, no!
More knuckle-busting action is on the way. The Grease Man Show.